Let's jump on in here, refresh that page. Let's go live on IG. Here we go. Come on. Get in there. Here we go. Good, good, good. Great. Can you believe we made it through another Monday? That's the question. That is the question. We are live. Let's roll that intro. Yes, yes, yes. Yippee. We made it. We are live. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's a Monday, and welcome to Church Prep with MWD. Monday drum roll. I am Mark W. Douglas. Let's start things off with a prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Happy Monday, drum roll. It's now time to introduce the Song of the Week's title and lyrics. And the number 14 Song of the Week is titled, The Lord's Prayer. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. I couldn't have a Christian songwriting career without writing a song about the Lord's Prayer. And we are going to get into it right now. It's time to read those lyrics. Here we go. I'm putting on my reading lyrics voice. Are you ready? Father, which art in heaven? Father, hallowed be thy name. Father, your kingdom come. Father, your will be done. I am on my knees, praises unto thee, and with humility I worship you, my King. Father, on earth and heaven, Father, give us our daily bread. Father, forgive our debts. And Father, oh Father, help me forgive. I am on my knees. Glory unto thee. And with humility, I worship you, my King. Father, Father, lead me not to temptation. And Father, oh Father, deliver me. I am on my knees, power unto thee, and with humility I worship you, my King. Father, 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 hear my prayer. I am on my knees. Forever I will see your kingdom that will be to worship you, my King. Ah. Amen. I'm going to do a little mic drop here, pretend mic drop. Oh, man, is this going to be one of my best songs ever? I'm going to have to figure this one out. Maybe we'll take a vote. But you got to hear it first. That'll be on Sunday. This coming Sunday, the 15th song, I will release this song and I'll sing it to you live. What a song. The Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer. So we are going to talk about the Bible verses on Friday. We'll talk about the meaning behind writing this song and the story behind writing this song, which is always fun. I get to kind of break down what made you want to write this song. I think it's obvious, but yeah, there will be story time on Wednesday. But I wanted to do this, and it's been such a busy day, but I'm going to do this real quick. We really want to know, you know, what, I think is my story is going to be on Wednesday, but what made Jesus want to teach everyone, teach the disciples, teach the apostles, right? How to pray, right? So let's do this. Give me 1 second. And so, you know, teach us how to pray, Lord, right? Isn't that an interesting thing? After all the things that happened in the scriptures, you've got Jesus sitting in front of you. Why not ask him that? So why did Jesus teach the disciples how to pray? Bear with me. And this will be good. So, you know, when Jesus is talking here, our Father, he's talking to himself, isn't he? He's talking to himself. And he's saying, when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Most certainly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your inner room, and having shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. In praying, don't use vain repetitions as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their much speaking. Therefore, don't be like them, for your Father knows what things you need before you ask him. And there's that Holy Spirit advocate, isn't it? This is some interesting banter after that, I think. It's very important, someone says here, very important that we understand why this request came up. The Jewish culture of prayer and petition was ancient, but the very essence of intimacy and privacy has been lost. Prayer has become hypocritical. Yahweh's chosen people have lost their parental connection. For you are our Father through Abraham, though Abraham doesn't know us, and Israel does not acknowledge us. You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer, for everlasting is your name. I think that was Isaiah 63:16. Prophet Isaiah brings this intimacy out and echoes the very heart of the Lord, Father and Redeemer. And now, Yeshua is bringing that intimacy out with clarity and amplification. Yeshua says, your Father knows what things you need before you ask them. What does the followers of Yeshua need? And then Matthew 6 looks like 32 and 33 says, for the Gentiles seek after all these things. for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. Great caveat. Ooh, I like that. Isn't that interesting about getting what you want? There's always that caveat. There's always the caveat. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, right? And all these things will be added to you. Let's see. This other person writes, I believe, this is a person, that there's no such thing as someone who is a Christian or someone who is trying to follow God who does not pray. Prayer is a natural product of learning about God. In Christianity, prayer is how God and human, one of his creations, have a relationship. Prayer is one of the main ways we communicate to God. We also communicate through our actions. Ooh, I like this guy or gal. So to say Jesus wants us to pray seems strange to me. What Jesus does teach is the correct way to pray and how we should pray, for God's will to be done, not ours. Like this guy, or like this person. That's interesting. Here's another person. This is another person just giving a thought on it. On two different occasions, Jesus gave his disciples a model prayer. The two prayers are not identical, but are very similar. So there is nothing to suggest that Jesus meant for these prayers to be repeated word for word. Also, it should be noted that the words, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever," which appear at the end of Jesus' model prayer, in some translations like the King James Version, were added by dishonest copyists, and that is true. I think the power and the glory forever, amen, that is extra. For thine is the kingdom, I believe it is, and that it ends there. Power and the glory forever. Okay. All right. The first occasion when Jesus gave his model prayer was in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. The second time was in response to a request from one of his disciples, who is not identified. Matthew 6, 9 through 14. You must pray then in this way. This is, who knows what version. All right. Who knows what version? Our Father in the heavens, let your name be sanctified. Let your kingdom come. Let your will take place as in heaven, also in earth. Give us today our bread for this day, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the wicked one. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Whereas if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And the second example here is in Luke 11, 1 through 4. Now he was in a certain place praying. And when he stopped, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray, just as John also taught his disciples. Ooh, John the Baptist, right? So he said to them, whenever you pray, say, Father, let your name be sanctified. Let your kingdom come. Let us each day our bread, give us each day our bread according to our daily needs. And isn't that interesting? According to our daily needs, not like over in abundance. And you can think of bread as a metaphor for things, lots of things, right? Give us each day our daily bread, gotcha. And forgive us our sins, for we all ourselves also forgive everyone who is in debt to us, and do not bring us into temptation. Ooh, I like all that. That's good stuff. So that's interesting. First of all, Christ's reason for teaching his disciples to pray in secret. So it's interesting, right? We don't want to make spectacle of things when we pray, and then when we give, he also says to give in secret, doesn't he? Maybe there's a couple of different variations on that verse about giving, but it's a very interesting prayer, and it's interesting how God lays out how he wants us to pray to him. But then in that one verse, you know, Jesus is basically saying, you know what, I already know what you need, but he just still wants us to pray. I already know what you need. I got the advocate, remember? If you've given your heart to Jesus, I put the Holy Spirit in there, didn't I? Oh, yeah. I put him right in there, and he's living inside of you, and he's already going to be your advocate for what you really need. Because, you know, there's some things that I pray, right? I've prayed about, you know? What is that amazing song? Garth Brooks sings it. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayer. And you know what that is? That's the advocate going, hold on a second. I know what you thought you wanted, Garth, or the guy who wrote that song, Garth. It wasn't Garth who wrote that song. But I know what you're praying for. I know what you're praying for. But hang on a second. I'm going to give you what you need. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayer. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs. And just because he doesn't answer, it doesn't mean he doesn't care. Right? Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayer. And so, isn't that interesting? Like that verse was saying, I know what you need already. But let's just break it down a little bit because this will be good. I won't be able to do this on, Wednesday or Friday. But our Father, who art in heaven. So, you know, you just got to say, why are we saying our Father to begin with, right? What is one of the commandments which basically Jesus coming in everything, he's the Ten Commandments all laid out into one and then a lot more, right? He encompasses everything. But, you know, you should have no other gods before me. So what's the first line in the Lord's Prayer? Just so everybody that's catching up, I wrote a song called The Lord's Prayer, and there's the lyrics. It's going to be sung this Sunday. But what is that first line? Father, our Father who art in heaven. So what that line is also doing is saying, you are my King. You are number one, right? So think about when you first enter prayer, you're not thinking about, like, you know, I have other gods before you, right? You're saying to him, you are my God, right? And so in essence, we need to think about other times that we pray. Ooh, we're going to break it down now, aren't we? Are we praying sometimes and we don't even realize it? Ooh, what do you mean, Mark? Here's about to get hot in here. It's about to get a little warm in here. So we always have to remember who our gods are. Because can we be fair? We have more than one God. We do. It's not the God of Ra or whatever, the sun god. It's not the God of the wind. It's not the God of fire. But who is it? It's that boob tube, isn't it? And it's the content that we put before God when we need to have more time for him. We need to have more time to get our lives right and clean out, right? We got lots of floors in this mansion of ours. We got to clean out the basement. We got to clean out this main room. We got the living room to clean out, the bedrooms to clean out, the guest rooms, the bathrooms, the attic, right? We got lots of places we could clean out. And so we have to remember, sometimes we're praying our Father, but we're not talking to Jesus, are we? Ooh, yeah. I mean, again, I love this because I'm talking to myself here. This is just for me, man. I need to get right, right? I need to get right. I need to remember to get right. And to say, do I have other gods before him? So our first line is, Father, who art in heaven, right? Our heavenly Father. And of course, maybe which art in heaven? I mean, obviously, maybe that's a connection between we should be having and maintaining a relationship with our earthly Father. That's interesting, right? Just talking out loud here. Which art in heaven. So that's obviously a connection between our earthly Father and our heavenly Father, because we're going to say, we're not praying to this earthly Father. So in the way that infers, you should be talking to your Father if he's still around, right? And whatever that entails, right? And then hallowed be thy name. So we're going to make your name holy. Hallowed and hallowed ground. Holy is your name. So Father, holy is your name. Whichever ones, you could see that I said Yeshua, Yahweh, God, Jesus, all these. It's many names of God, same person, same entity, if you want to say it that way. And then your kingdom come. Well, I feel like I'm breaking it down, but anyway, it's a great, it's just a great prayer that really just encompasses kind of like making our humanity, right? I think I will break it down a little bit. So just encompasses our humanity, you know, which we have to be subservient to him, right? He is king. He is God. He is the code maker, right? If you look at it in terms of that, the universe sower, right? He sewed everything together. He made everything out of nothing, right? Everything, every possible atom he made, right? How things work, he made all that. He's allowing us in our big mouth to survive here. He made us. He wants us. We please him. We please him by being who we are. I guess we entertain him maybe. Kingdom come, your kingdom come. So his kingdom is coming, right? And I guess in one way or another, we will experience that in our afterlife, right? Or if he comes early, right? If he just arrives, right? With the trumpet. And we want his will to be done. What does that mean? We want his will to be done. Is it predestined? I don't want to get into the predestined argument, but I will say that we have free will. So his will is letting us free in a free will manner, letting us choose to use our gifts, right? Our gifts that he's given to us, you know, to serve him. He's given us those gifts. He wants to see how far we can take those gifts and serve him with it. Well, that's an interesting thought. I love my chorus here. I am on my knees, praises to thee, glory to thee, power to thee, and with humility I worship you, my King. Oh, you're going to love this song. I'll tell you what, this Sunday. Second verse, Father are on earth and heaven. So he's here. He's here. He's on earth. That's through his Holy Spirit, and he's in heaven. So he's everywhere, because those are the only two places we're going. Give us our daily bread. Yep, we need food, don't we? Everybody needs food and water, right? That's our bread. Forgive our debts. So we forgive those who trespass against us. So think about our debt, right? Our debt. Ugh, our debt. The Bible says neither a borrower nor a lender you should be. Neither a borrower nor a lender you should be. Interesting. Does that comport with your financial ideals? Does that comport? That's what the Bible says. Can we follow after the Bible? I think we should. So that's why it's so easy in this verse. I mean, of all the things that Jesus could have said to pray about, he says, forgive our debts. But he's saying, as we forgive those. Forgive our debts, we forgive those. Let's see. Forgive us our debts. I need to read the verse again. So, yeah, I have to get more in context there. Lead me not into temptation. So I'm still interested in this one line. Lead me not into temptation. Just think about that for just a second, how crazy it is to say, why would we have to pray that to Jesus? Is he leading us into temptation? Why would we have to say, lead me not into temptation? I've always been it's a very strange verse, right? If you don't understand, maybe. And I don't understand it. But how could Jesus be the one to lead us into temptation? I think in general, we have, and just like Jesus said, there is, you know, the one, Lucifer, who is here on the earth and controlling all the earth and its sin, right? And I think Jesus knows that we're gonna have that served up like a piece of like a cupcake right in front of us, like a big, huge cake or a brownie or a cookie right in front of us. And Jesus knows, because it's a little different than his time, but it's the same general stuff, right? We're sitting here getting tempted just like they were tempted in their day. Tempted with all kinds of the same stuff, right? Sexual impurity. Being tempted, wanting to covet your neighbor's stuff, his mule, his ox, covet your neighbor's stuff, or just covet another woman, right? And then women, whatever that is, whatever that entails. Being backbiting or talking about people behind their back and trying to weave these webs of deceit. The guys are going to do what they're going to do. Let's be fair. Girls are going to do what they're going to do. That's what we're born to do. And then that's our flesh. We have to fight that. We have to fight those feelings. Because you're good at it if you want to do it, right? You're good at it. Let's just be fair. If guys want to do the wicked thing, they're born to do that. And that's the flesh. We got to fight it. Because there's right and there's wrong in this world. We have to identify it. And control our impulses. Control, self-control. To lead me not into temptation. And maybe you could just say, yeah, maybe he would lead us. The inverse of that is lead me to the opposite, right? Of not being tempted, of being in a situation where there's always a way out. I think there's a verse on that. I try to hit it on Friday. But finding a way, God will always provide a way out of your troubles, or of your temptations or whatever. And then we ask, deliver me from evil, deliver me from temptation, right? We ask him to deliver us. Deliver us. Sometimes it feels like that, right? Like a big, like, wow, delivery. Woo. I'm out of the fire. I'm out of the smoke. I'm going to make it. And some of these little things that other people might see as not a problem, but you just feel delivered. It's wonderful when you're delivered. This is a tough, all of these things about being kind of weighed down and, you know, being in chains or something, or being oppressed here in the West is kind of like a joke, right? I was looking at some pictures just this week, and it was these amazing pictures of maybe like over 100 years old. Someone had put into colorized them. I don't even know, but it was amazing, and they're just showing these people on these farms. Picking crops, women, children, males, nobody's smiling, okay? No joke. Nobody's smiling. Nobody looks like they're happy to be there. They look really downtrodden. They look really miserable. I mean, absolutely miserable. And then I start thinking, maybe they don't understand dentistry, or serious. Maybe they have their teeth are horrible. Maybe their breath stinks. Maybe they don't have the hygiene that we have now. We everything that we have here in the West. What's really holding us down that makes us feel delivered anymore? We're delivered every time we wake up here in the West. Every time we go out the door, every time we pick up our cell phone. It's like the most amazing life. We have an amazing life. We have, if you have a normal job, maybe you, most of us, almost, I think 90 something percent of us have electricity, running water, sewage and showers, bath, whatever. We can do all the things that make us happy. So we're already delivered for the most part. We're already delivered. And we're just sitting back like fat cats in the Lazy Boy with the IVs. Remember, I was telling about that on last Friday. We're sitting back with the IV stuck in there. And we're getting that dopamine rush. And it ain't from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's from all the other things that pop up on the level of importance for us. So it's a tricky thing. Not that we shouldn't pray it. It's just that it's a tricky thing to think about being delivered here in the West. Because I think we got that, you know, that lazy boy I was talking about, and the IV and all that and the air conditioning. That's like imagine that sofa on the shoulders of giants, the giants who came before us, who didn't have any of that, right? And actually did need to be delivered in this amazing country, right? And we're losing it. We're losing it. You know it. It's time to step up. The average person, everybody's got to do it en masse. And when you stand up, it's time to get back to Jesus. It's time to get back to Jesus. When we stand up as Americans and say, enough, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. We're getting taken over. We're getting invaded and all that. When you do that, I really pray that it's combined with getting back to your roots, getting back to Jesus, getting back to salvation and discipleship, and getting back to, you know, standing up for Him. We're going to do it simultaneously with standing up for America. You know, making America great again, in my mind, is giving your life back to Jesus. It's nothing to do with race or color. It has everything to do with, let's get back to Jesus. Live and breathe. What would Jesus do? That's how I perceive some of these things, being delivered. And maybe that's just what it's going to take. Like this whole internet thing that I've got going on here and being on all these channels. Who's to say how long this is even going to last? This little thing, like I said, we're up here on the shoulders of giants that have made this possible. And I would say a small percentage of the population, and maybe some of the wealthy people who are putting money, foreign money, into our nation to degrade it and dissolve it. It's going to pop us off of that sofa and we're going to fall. I don't know how far, but I hope it's not too far to where we can't get it back and go, enough is enough. We have to put the crazies back in the asylum. I implore you guys, really, I really implore you guys to share this show. I'm going to be honest with you. When I first started this show, I didn't know how it was going to work with Facebook, the algorithm. I don't know anything about the algorithm. I've heard of it. I've heard people talking about how people get shadow banned and stuff. I had no idea. And I'm not saying I'm shadow banned. I'm not saying, because I'm nobody, right? But I do think my message is really important for somebody who's wanting to change back America. So this kind of whole movement maybe is kind of like perfect timing, right? So whether that's happening or shadow banning or whatever, YouTube or whatever, don't be afraid to subscribe and to like the show, or not like the show, but subscribe and share. I don't care if you push the thumbs up button. That doesn't matter. I think it's subscribing. So then my show will show up in your feed. And this is just another voice with the megaphone. Just for those of y'all who really are understanding what it's like, what have people been saying? What is the theme, right? What's the theme of what the conservatives have been saying? It's real simple. We need people, the average person, to stand up and say enough, right? And we need to do it in mass. Well, I'd love it if everybody had their own show, but that's not what started speaking out, because then it'd be like, man, oh, this is great. This is just fantastic. But see, that's actually not the case. Most of the shows that you see started are for money. They really want views. They want commercials to run over their content. If you're seeing commercials on my content, I do not want the commercials. Okay. And I don't know how to turn it off. I've explained this on my website. I don't know how to turn it off. I'm not making money on a commercial. They're putting this in front of my stuff because they're hosting all my videos. So they have to, I guess they have to put a commercial on. They're the ones doing all the hosting and allowing me to go live. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm the answer to that prayer of where are all the voices? Where are all the conservative voices? People need to stand up. I'm one of those little shining little lights. And like I said, I want to make America great again, but I want to do it in combination. My whole angle is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And really, what's everybody that listens to this? What is everybody going to, if everybody were to do that, it wouldn't just make America great again. It would make the world great again. So when I say MAGA or whatever, I'm just saying, let's just get the whole world saved. Of course, I have a deference for America. That's where I live. And it's crazy. It's crazy what's going on. Anyway, so this whole deliver me, right? My third verse there, deliver me. If you're just catching up, remember my song of the week is the Lord's Prayer. That's right. I wrote a song about the most, I would say, what is this? I mean, the most, there's really not even a comparison. The number one prayer of all time. I wrote a song about it. You're going to love it too. I think it might be my best song. That's right. I've written over 275 songs. Just as a song that everyone can relate to. This might be number one. It's kind of like the Bible. It's the bestseller of all time. By default, right? There ain't nothing that can compare. Nothing that can compare. Like A and B to the Bible, right? Same thing with the Lord's Prayer. You got to write a song about it. So last line there. Your kingdom, that will be to worship you, my King. Which is, I added. That's what songwriters do. They make up words. But it is a total blessing and homage and glorifying God. Just like the other Christian songs you hear, you do realize that just like every other Christian song you've ever heard in your whole life, Bill Gaither and who or whoever, I've written a song too, and I've written lots of them. I've written 120. I'm releasing one a week, 40 songs a year, and each song I'm giving 1 week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I talk about the song, and then on Sunday I release the song as the 15th song. So I got 4 shows a week. And then on Monday, I do a 5-song concert, same thing Wednesday, and then same thing Friday. And each time the songs are different in accordance with how I released the Sunday before that, right? So you get it, you get it, you get it. All right, folks, I think it's time for a 5-song concert. Oh, man. Have you got anything special to say about the Lord's Prayer? Email me. You can do that on the Connect page at mwdhq.com. And you can find out all about this show and why. I am so excited to sing this song for you guys. It's a lovely, beautiful song that absolutely, it's kind of like the Sinner's Prayer. You can sing the Sinner's Prayer, which is my release 2 weeks ago, but you can sing the Sinner's Prayer and literally become saved. That's pretty awesome. This is the same thing. You can literally sing this song, and at the end, you will have said the Lord's Prayer. Hey, I like that. I like them. I like that bag. So let's get ready for a 5-song concert. Remember, it's Monday. That means, what does that mean? Oh, the first song has to say bye-bye. That's right. The first song, and that will be, will that be? That will be, I Know About. No, no, no. It's I Call Out Your Name. Let's hit it. That's not minus 14. And so as we get closer to week 15, you will notice that as we get closer to week 15, you will notice that we are almost completely out of the negative numbers. And those were the 15 songs that I had to start with. I had to start with 15, negative 15, from minus 1 all the way to minus 15. I had to start with 15 songs so the show could have some content. By the way, I've tried using different guitars, and I will. I've got so many guitars laying around here, other classicals. But just, just for now, I feel a little bit more comfortable with these. You got to know where you're putting your fingers when you're playing these songs, you know? I think it's time to give myself a little reverb, and then let's sing this, I Call Out Your Name. Keep in mind, even though it's a negative number there, negative 14, no worries. I haven't actually released the negative number song. So I will release this at the end of the 120. So it might be close to like maybe 119. I think it'll be song number 119. How about that? Let's sing I Call Out Your Name. Yeah, I think we're on there. Good. Bring me out of the grave. Trusting indefinitely. I thought I heard a knock, and from your house I listened carefully, hoping you would come when I call out your name. So I call out your name. Tell me something better that I could say. Oh, I call out your name. Ooh, now I'm feeling fine. Everything that's heaven. A good heart. Hey, what a start. I thought I heard a rock, and from my window you were watching me. Happy. So here I come to now call out your name. I call out your name. Tell me something better that I could say. I call out your name. I'm feeling fine. Ooh, Jesus, Jesus, I'm feeling fine. Oh, oh, Jesus, Jesus, I'm feeling so fine. Indefinitely. So I call out your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Tell me something better that I could say. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I call Jesus, Jesus, now I'm feeling fine, 'cause I call out your name. Jesus, 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 could have been a little timid, oh, but I'm not afraid. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, I call. Oh, your name. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, now I'm feeling fine. Are you feeling fine? That's my question. Are you feeling fine? Because you called out his name? Come on. Oh, one down, four to go. Oh, bye-bye, I call out your name. Bye-bye. I'm going to miss you until the end. Three-year little project here for good old Mark. Three-year project, releasing 120. Yes, I've been writing for 30 years. Now it's time for it's hard to know. I've got so many in the pipe. I've got so many coming down the pipe. But this is a love song to Jesus. Is this my best love song? You think if you're a songwriter, you better write a love song to Jesus. You've written love songs to your girl, your wife, your girlfriend. Better write a love song to Jesus. Let's get on it. I know about your love. You don't have to say it. I'll be all right. You don't have to say it. I already love you too. You don't have to say it tonight. 'Cause I know about how you love me. And I know about your grace. I know your actions speak a thousand words that you have shown to me, and I know about your love. You don't have to say it, Jesus. You died for me. You're the king above all kings. You don't have to say it tonight. 'Cause I know about how you love me. And I know about your grace. I know your actions speak a thousand words that you have shown to me. And I know about your love. There's a part of me, ready to give my life for something, or some things I can't explain. I love you forever and ever and ever. You don't have to say it. Holy Spirit of God, you're always right here with me. You don't have to say it. Ooh, you're praying for me even now. You don't have to say it, my love. I know about how you love me, and I know about your grace. Well, I know your actions speak a thousand words that you have shown to me, and I know about your love. Oh, oh, oh. I know about your love. Ooh, and about your grace. I know your actions speak a thousand words to me, and I know about your love. Oh, 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 oh. know about your love. Two down, friends. Two down. Let's see. Ooh, we got a good one coming up here. Proverbs 3. 3 through 6. The good old Proverbs. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on your heart. The tablet of your heart, in you will win favor and a good day in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. Ooh, in all your ways acknowledge Him and He will lead you home. Let love and faithfulness never leave you, never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on your heart, the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, yeah, and lean not on your understanding. Ooh, in all your ways acknowledge Him and He will lead. One of my absolute favorites. Oh, I love the weird timing. If you don't know, there's a weird time. I don't know actually how to write it in measures, but it goes 3-4 to 5-4 in this verse. 3-4 to 5-4, and then on the chorus it does 3-4 to 5-4. And then on the bridge, the time signature is 3-4, 3-4, 2-4, repeating. It's very weird, but when I was copywriting this, I figured this out. I counted and I was like, okay. And that actually may be wrong. It just sounds like that's what it is. I know that. Makes me wanna be makes me wanna be ready for you all over again and again and again for you again. One more. Oh, we have to end the party. In moments away here, we're going to end the party. Let us play The Family Was Saved. Song about me and my fam. There once was a mother who loved her children. She was crazy, hazy, head over heels in love with him. There was a father who loved his babies. He would play with them, pay for them, be everything, in love with them. Bless this mother, bless this father, bless these children and this home. When she ran out of the sugar, he worked to the bone, and they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. He kissed on the mama, she loved on the kids, and they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. There's papas and meemaws, papaws and grannies. They're babies and babies, and what we've got is a family. A family together, a family forever. We walk with them, talk with them, hold them tight, in love with them. Bless this mother, bless this father, bless these children and this home. She ran out of the sugar, he worked to the bone, they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. He kissed on the mama, and she loved on the kids. And they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. We were all torn up, listening to the sound of the phone. Babies crying, we got down on our knees, and we say, hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name. Sugar, he worked to the bone, and they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. He kissed on the mama, she loved on the kids, and they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. She ran out of the sugar, he worked to the bone, and they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. He kissed on the mama, and she loved on the kids, and they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. And and a family was saved. Woo! We made it. What a fun Monday. Now don't go anywhere. We're going to do a little outro. If you ever heard my outro, you're going to love it. Want to learn more about this show? Check out the description. Or visit my website, mwdhq.com. Download free demos of each song of the week and email me from the Connect page. Please subscribe to this channel and turn on notifications. Join me as I prep you for church and explore the significant meanings of salvation and discipleship. Let's see if we're on the right thing there. Great. Become a Christian. Begin to walk the talk. Strengthen your walk with God. Get inspired by what I'm saying. Pass it on as you begin to challenge your friends and family with your words and actions. Be a better son, daughter, father, mother, granddad, grandmother, neighbor, friend, leader, should I say husband or wife, and follower. I have two questions for you tonight. Number one, what is that specific thing that God has called you to do, both regarding your life's purpose and this very day? Have you passed it forward by challenging and encouraging someone today? Let's put this into action and practice right now. Which of the following statements could you share with someone or absorb right now? I believe in you. I want to help you. I've been praying for you. I was wrong. I'm sorry, and I want to make amends. Please forgive me. From my heart and soul, thank you. I sincerely love you. God loves you. God is patiently waiting for you. God has a purpose for your life, both daily and in general. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining my church prep family here on this Drum Roll Monday. I will see you live Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Song of the Week's backstory. To God be the glory.